Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Especially as a woman, by the time you have made it to the Kendra call-in show, that should be the immediate red flag that you are at rock bottom. All right? You are officially at rock bottom.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
Hi.
Hi. You ready?
I am ready. I was up here before.
I got an update?
No update, babe. I don't know if it's me or the niggas, but I'm going to sit down.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
This woman has crazy eyes. That's first and foremost. So we already know what it is. And then when she opened her mouth, she already confirmed that she's nuts. Crazy eyes to crazy brain correlation validated. But more importantly than the crazy eyes and the 90s gang bandana is the tattoo on her face and the tattoo on the front of her fucking neck.
I don't know what I'm scared of, but I know that I am scared.
Any man who ever got screwed over by this woman totally deserved it by ignoring these red flags. I can't even call them red flags. They're black flags. They're nuclear waste flags. A tattoo on her face and the front of her neck. I would have gave her a little more of a pass for a tattoo on the side of the neck. The front of the neck? Oh, and I almost forgot. Any woman who referred to men as niggas, black flag. Don't even have a one-night stand with her. You don't need those demons in your life. You don't need those demonic spirits transferred to you somehow. I don't even know what else to say. I'm speechless.
No, it's me or the N-word.
No, it might be me.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm gonna stop cursing. Let me sit down. Let me find me a little spot in my crib.
When were you on the show?
I was here a few weeks ago, actually.
Did I make you a highlight?
No, you did not, because I didn't turn up.
That's not true. I post people that don't turn up all the time.
I did not turn up, and I was not a highlight. It was done to see, and I'm up here with a fucking do-rag on. They said I look like Jill Scott. When I'm big, I look like Jill Scott. When I'm small, I look like fucking Lauren London. I have a fucking do-rag on. I'm going to stop cursing.
You call
me with
a potty mouth. Honey.
I have a potty mouth.
Okay, but you call me with a do-rag on.
Yes. Yeah. So I do the do-rag thing. I have a tattoo right here. I have one right here. I'm a little rough around the edges, but I'm very much a sweetheart.
Is this camera on me? That's stupid.
Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense.
Of course you're not a sweetheart. Absolutely not. Nothing about this presentation is sweet. Nothing about this presentation is kind. Nothing about this presentation displays basic human decency. Women just say words as if they don't have meanings. They just be talking to talk.
What is your name, honey?
Sugar.
Sugar, where you calling me from?
Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. You have any children?
Yes, I have two beautiful girls.
How old are your girls?
12 and 7.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
Okay, is there a number we can call to save those young ones? There gotta be a number we could call, y'all. This woman is not fit to have them. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't need to go into any more detail. I want y'all to say a prayer right now. I'm not trying to be funny. I need y'all, I don't care what you believe in. I need you to put your hands together right now, and you're gonna pray for those two girls.
Both by the same man?
Huh?
Are both of your kids, do they have the same father?
Yeah.
Crack is cheap.
That's a no?
Yeah, no.
Have you ever been married?
No, I would love to, though.
Not gonna happen.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
Insurance.
Okay, I'm gonna assume she does some type of insurance fraud. or something like that. Nothing is legit about this woman. I don't believe she has a legit 9-to-5. Looking and talking like this, she has to make her living illegally. She just has to.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
A decent human being.
Did you know that I can see you?
Just somebody decent. Like, I could deal with everything you got going on. I know how to deal with men. I was looking for somebody that understands what I got going on, and we're good.
She knows how to deal with men. If you mean getting rid of them, knocking them off, you know, whacking them up and putting them in a garbage bag, is that what you mean when you say deal with men?
A lot of men nowadays are very impulsive. They're very dick hard. They like dealing with they private parts and stuff like that. I'm not trying to deal with that shit.
You said that they're very D-I-C-K hard?
Yes. And I'm over it. And I get we all horny. Everybody's horny since the pandemic. I'm trying to move on from that shit. We all horny. You're horny, I'm horny. Okay, cool. But what are we doing after the fact?
Why would any man want anything to do with this thing other than sex? And I don't get the sex part. She's a chubby Lauren London, so I guess for some dudes. But can you introduce this to your mother? Why would she expect anything other than bedroom fun? You can't take her out in public. You can't take her to a work event. You can't have her meet your friends. You can't do anything with this woman other than just pluck her and duck her.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
Well, I'm not going to agree, because last time I agreed, I got put into the conversation. What are your deal breakers?
My deal breaker is a bum-ass nigga.
I've been gangbanging since I was 11 years old. I've been fighting niggas my whole life. I've been knocking niggas out since high school. You know what I'm saying? In front of the whole school. Bop! Nigga laying unconscious face first on the ground, so this ain't nothing new to me. You see what I'm saying?
They come across like dudes. Her mannerism is like a dude. Why? She's not a dude.
Just a bum ass nigga. Can't deal with them. Don't want to get into it with them. I'm not trying to be around a bum ass nigga. I'm over it. I've dealt with bum ass niggas. I had a nigga lie to me and tell me he was living with his mother and he was in a shelter. I had to tell him to give me the address. And then it was a mess. Child, it was a mess. And now he's in his own living situation. I get it. And, you know, shout out to him. But I'm trying to move on from that. Like, don't lie to me. My deal breaker is a liar.
She is not worth it. Long story short, women like this are not worth it.
I remember she was on another episode, and I don't think she was acting like this. I don't remember anything crazy like this. I don't remember the tattoos. I'll have to go back and try to find her. She may be doing all this just to go viral, because at the beginning of the clip, she said, oh, you didn't make me a highlight last time because I didn't turn up. So maybe this is her coming back to turn up so she can go viral.
Ooh, child. So what is your definition of a bum-ass man?
Somebody that does not take themselves serious. Somebody that doesn't put themselves forward and understands what life is about. Like, you a bum-ass nigga if you feel like... You know what a bum-ass nigga is? A bum-ass nigga is a nigga that puts sex before his responsibilities. That's a bum-ass nigga. You don't want me, I don't want you either.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
Can I be honest with you in a girlfriend
yes.
way?
Yes.
Do you think you're presenting yourself in a way to attract anything but a bum-ass nigga?
In what way?
I mean, listen, you can be you, but the way you're talking, the way you came on, what type of opposite man is going to reach out to you when you present yourself this way? I'm just having girlfriend talk.
Well, what way am I presenting myself?
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
I mean, you said bum-ass nigga a few times.
Okay.
You know, I could tell you're a pretty girl, but... Listen, you look natural, but there will be some people that will bring that up. I just think that, you know, life is law of attraction. And the way you're coming across, I can't see anything besides a bum-ass nigga in you up.
Well, Kendra, I can't make everybody happy, babe.
It's not about making everybody happy, but I'm just trying to get you to understand why you are attracting bum-ass niggas.
You gotta be funny.
I'm trying to be honest.
I'm not here to play.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
I'm here looking for somebody decent, a decent man. This is what you do, and I'm here to collect what I'm supposed to collect.
Collect what I'm supposed to collect. Bodies, bones, baby daddies, STDs, felonies.
Oh, you think I'm going to get me a bum ass nigga from the way I'm acting?
Absolutely.
Because I'm not being womanlike.
I mean, it's not even about judgment, right? Because if I'm thinking of, listen, let me tell y'all something. In my real life, I have quality men that I can never introduce you to.
All the quality men you know in your life who may be single, they're not checking for a Kendra G recommendation. Trust me.
But Kendra, we are one in the same, though.
How are we one in the same?
Because I've seen you publicly turn up and be a little bit out there. Mm-hmm. But you know what it is? You're a clean looking woman. So you carry yourself to a certain standard, but you still have that thing in you that makes you be you. Why I can't do the same? Because I didn't come up here with a bunch of curls.
Now she met this.
No, she didn't. Let me jump in. I definitely have a ghetto side. I have a proud ghetto side.
Let me touch on that. Kendra, you shouldn't be proud of your ghetto side. There should be no pride in your ghetto side. I don't understand that. If there's anybody listening ghetto, that should be something you're working on to leave in your past. That should be something you're working to fix and something to change. Point blank, period. It's not a badge of honor to be loud. It's not a badge of honor to be ignorant. Those same men that you were just talking about that you can't introduce to these chicks, those same men get turned off by you, Kendra. And that's why they don't introduce you to some of their rich stand-up guys. Because that ghetto side that gives you so much pride. And in their minds, it just can't slide.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. Whoever she was.
A lot of times, though, my ghetto side is a reaction to when I got a turn up. So I would definitely agree to that. But this is your first presentation. There's no need for you to go off. Now, had you went off, that's different. But you came out this way. It's not a reaction. Okay. This is just the way you're presenting yourself. So I'm going to give it to you. You're absolutely right. I cuss people out all the time.
Yes.
And I go very, very low. When it is time.
That's a damn shame.
I feel like that being a strong, outspoken woman should not deter certain men from you.
Like, what? What?
I feel like,
but it does, though. I think ladies push a lot of pushback on that, but for the type of men that y'all want in these salary ranges, unless you're going for a rapper, right? Somebody that lives that life. Right. But if y'all want these, you know, well-decorum men that make a certain amount of money, it does matter. And a lot of times those men just want a woman to get along with their plan. They're not really trying to negotiate that.
I would love a man taller than me, somebody in my area that I can date, and somebody that can actually control me. I need controlling. I'm a little bit.
You want a man that will put you in your place?
Absolutely.
Fuck you!
Kendra, I have on a nasty t-shirt. Can I change my shirt?
Go ahead, girl. All right, y'all be having every excuse in the world when it be time for the Kendra.
No, Kendra, this is real shit, though. Like,
I mean, it always happens. Y'all got every excuse in the world when it be time for the Kendra cam.
I'm just gonna throw in the shirt because we all big up here. We're the leftovers, Kendra.
Who's the leftovers?
We're the leftovers, and I saw it. I read an article.
Who's the we?
They said that anybody above the age of 30 are leftovers.
Honey, I'm not a leftover or nothing. I'm a specialty. So let me tell you something. I'm trying to be kind. Now, I let the earlier comparison slide. If you want to talk about your life, That is your business. But stop acting like we one and the same. Now, it's going to sound cocky, but I'm going to have to be cocky for a second.
Oh, I thought she was
you got, you got
I'm not talking about you.
One, you got the first one off. You ain't getting the second one off.
Who are you talking to? Me?
I'm talking to you. Exactly you. Sugar, Cherry, New Jersey. I'm talking to you. That's who's on the phone,
It's Cherry Hill, baby.
Well, whatever. It's the girl on the screen. That's who I'm talking to.
Are you talking to me?
Exactly. Sure I am.
Oh, you got a nasty attitude. What's up with you?
Oh, no, I'm reflecting you.
Kendra, you're the definition of leftover. You know, you're 45 years old, going on 46. Can't keep a man around to save your fucking life. You're beyond leftover. But it's okay. You got a wonderful life. You got your own show. You got millions of dollars. Just hire a man. Do a rent-a-gent. They got some rent-a-gent service you can, you know, use. Get you a Build-A-Bear. Get you a broke dude and level him up.
Ew, get off of me. Ugh, as if.
Pay the cost to be the boss. That's what guys do when we get our money up. Level a man up, Kendra. Pay a man to stay around you. At this point, you gonna have to pay a man. You gotta pay to play, Kendra. You gotta pay to play. What I tell y'all, Kendra is getting triggered every episode. And the more the trolls see her getting triggered by being single, they gonna keep saying things to trigger her. To go viral.
Okay.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah, well, I'm a regular bitch.
Yeah, you say that again.
Three flaws you have to work on.
The way I talk to people.
Okay.
I have a big problem with authority. I would say my time. I don't have a lot of time to deal with people, but I want to. And my third one, I would say, is my habits of being in my soft girl era. I'm not there yet, but I still want to settle down. And my lips being dry.
All right.
What the fuck?
Oh, wait, I think I got it. What's the age range you want to date?
I'm going all the way to 90. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? Did you say that last time?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you date a 90-year-old man?
Because I feel like he's going to leave me with something.
Oh, you want a sugar daddy?
No, it's not that. I just want a man to be in his space and to be able to deal with me. And you be who you are, I'm going to be who I am, and we're going to make it work. That's it.
When you take care of your Apple bill, go to the Apple store, type in Kendra G Singles, and download the dating app.
But Kendra, can I ask you a question?
Nah, we good. All right, next up. A lot of y'all cousins, and I call y'all my cousins, but sometimes y'all get a little too comfortable. Like you blood cousins. And that's the only thing I don't like about this show, because y'all get a little too comfortable and being disrespectful. Now, I told y'all all the time, I'm sitting here, I'm a bougie-ass girl. I live in Beverly Hills, California. I worked very hard for the life that I have. But I will cuss your ass out at any given moment. Okay?
Okay.
And that's why black women will never shake their negative reputation. Point blank, period.
To play us out, what does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.